You think the season was a success or not?
No, I don't. I really feel the opposite of how I felt last year. I thought last year that was the warranted response. And I think this year, it's the exact opposite. Now, that's the direct, blunt answer. There's obviously a million things in between, which we'll get to. And I enjoyed the run. I've got to communicate. I've had a blast. You and I watched it together on Saturday. We'll get into that. It was a lot of fun. But no, this was not a success because two things jump out. Number one, they fired their shot. Every move they made was built to build them into a champion. And it doesn't even look close, despite them being a couple of wins away from the finals. And the circumstances that they were handed or fortunate enough to receive, you're not getting that next year. So, no, this was not a success at all.
The reason why, now, if you ask me this, and we did discuss it a little bit right after the game on Saturday, watching it together, if you asked me this Saturday, maybe my answer would have been a little bit differently. So I've had a day and, plus to kind of digest it and think about it. I think, ultimately, the season was a success because I'm viewing it as year one of a new iteration of this Knicks team that got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, if you look at it and say, well, yeah, they got there because the Celtics were hurt, or yeah, but going in, they were favorites. I understand all that, and I think you can make good arguments against. But big picture, in year one, restructuring a team that was very successful a year ago and building their way up to get to a point where they could be championship contenders, getting to, however they got there, getting to an Eastern Conference Finals, again, not that they're taking Bowles force in a game six, because that you don't get any flowers thrown your way in getting it to a game six. But I do think ultimately getting to an Eastern Conference Finals and taking a step further from the year prior, there has been slow, but it is a slow climb now for the Knicks. So at least I could say, well, they checked the box and got to a conference finals with this team. And then we could focus on next year. But I think overall, yes, I would deem it a success.
Okay, I would be right there with you if I looked at the situation. I said, okay, they needed a little experience. They needed to gel. They needed to take that step. As some teams do, by the way, even going back to the Knicks back in the day. You know, you've got, even though they didn't win our day, not Clyde's day, back in the 69-73. You've got to learn, even in hockey as well, you go through the rigors of seven-game series. And there's something that you take from that. Whether it's, whether it's a physical thing, a mental thing, and then you apply it the next year, you make a little roster tweak, and here you go, and you take the next step. Jordan had to learn how to beat the bad boys.
Yeah, right.
Understood.
Takes time.
Yeah, so that philosophy or that mindset, to me, is a very real thing. But it doesn't do anything for me with this team in this situation for a couple of reasons. And to me, I think I just start with this. The star duo is just simply not compatible.
Right, but
it's just not.
But as it pertains to this particular season, being like that to me, the star duo, that's spinning it forward, meaning a bigger conversation, can they have success? If you look at it just this season, saying they're successful or not, really the only pushback to me would be, well, they were supposed to beat the Pacers and they had an all-time choke job in game one. I do not believe the Pacers are that much better than the Knicks to where we can say, well, how are they ever going to overcome that? I don't believe that that's the case. As a matter of fact, I believe that the Knicks would have held on to that lead, which 1,500 teams before held the lead in that spot. So the Knicks choked that game away, and as a byproduct of that, lost the series because of it. So they should have been in the NBA Finals had they won that game one. That happens. Unfortunately, that's a part of sports where in any given season, in any given series, you're not going to be at your best. You're going to choke one game away, and that's going to end up costing you the series. I believe the Knicks should have been in the finals if they won, well, would have been if they won that game one, and should have been based on, I still firmly believe that they're more talented than Indiana. And remember, Indiana's been playing together for years, and the Knicks have not. So, but that would be the pushback, that if the Pacers beat the Knicks, that you're disappointed because the Knicks were favorites going in. But outside of that, BT, they exceeded a lot of the expectations, especially throughout the course of the season, where they weren't great in the regular season, and they ended up getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And that's why I say that there's a lot of in-between, because the run was really fun. I mean, listen, the ride that we've had with the station, with the callers, it's been awesome. I mean, I get it, and I think there's a lot of people who agree with you that they would deem it a success. I don't, though, for some of the reasons I already said, but also to take it a different direction. We've watched from the opening tip of the Pistons series to the final buzzer of the Pacers, encompassing three very different playoff series here, right? I would say that's an estimate. I could be off a little bit, but it's in the neighborhood of, 15, 18, 20% I actually felt, as I'm watching every possession, like, oh, yeah, here, this is what it's supposed to look like. This is the team that I believe in down the road. These are the components that I believe in. All the things we'll unpack deeper in the show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say that they got lucky to get here because that's unfair to the situation. And that's unfair to their pride. And I do think this is a proud group that plays hard. But I can't divorce myself from juggling what I just watched and then pushing it forward a little bit and having zero, and I mean zero confidence that this group is going to win anything.
Let me ask you something. If I were to ask you before the season, if the Knicks got to the Eastern Conference Finals and lost, would you deem it a success?
I would say, who did they lose to?
But what's the difference?
I'll tell you. Because if the answer was the Celtics and the Knicks were, you know, minus 190 going in, plus 190 going in, I'm like, okay, they lost to the better team.
But they beat the Celtics.
I understood. I would say, again, based on what I know, no.
So then, but that's why, to me, then it's about the Pacers. So you're saying that for anybody who's saying that the season isn't a success, it's only because we felt that the Knicks were supposed to beat the Pacers in this series. Had I told you before the season, Knicks will get to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose, and you'd be like, okay, well, I'd be okay with that because they lost to Boston, or I just don't think they're good enough to beat. But they did beat Boston. And by the way, I don't know if they would have come back, and I still have my doubts about them coming back against a fully healthy Celtics team, but they beat. They were up 3-1. At worst, they were up 3-1 on a fully healthy Celtics team.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum was there Game 4 of the Garden when the Knicks beat the Celtics and took a 3-1 lead.
No question. So, they're up, I think, 9, whatever it was. Yeah, they're winning that game with Tatum. I got it.
At worst, 3-1 lead over the big, bad, unbeatable Boston Celtics. Now, we know what happens from there, but that's why I think, really, when you deem this season a success or failure, it comes down to the fact, because we thought that they were better than the Pacers, to then lose that series to the Pacers, that's where you have an issue. And I'm not going to let one series, which included one horrific, all-time, epic collapse, say that that was a bad season, especially when it's year one with this group.
Got it. But I got to be clear. Like, yeah, they lost to the Pacers, but that's not where I get to my answer. To me, again, this is just the juggle that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching this team is not it. It's simply not it. We could talk about the Pacers for 10 minutes, and I'm all down to do that. They lost. They lost because their offense has zero continuity and zero modernness, if you will, to their game. They cannot defend the three-point line and have not all year. They cannot because they're either lazy, slow, or stupid, and they did not get back in transition all season. I mean, we're watching the game, and I literally said to Sal at one point, I forget when it was, the Knicks score a semi-big bucket. I give him a quick 5. He's sitting to my left, right? We're outside. Give him a little pound. Go to take a swig of beer, and as I'm uncapping my beer, the Pacers scored.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, it's not about the Pacers. It's about the mishmash of what they have, which is not good enough. And I cannot get past that. And I won't.
But
they're not good enough.
But that to me is different than saying,
I know it is. Okay. I do admit that.
Right.
It's definitely different than saying, was it a success or a failure?
Right.
That's why before I answer, I said, there's a lot in between. My answer definitively is no, not a success. But it's not about the Pacers.
But I'm only saying it's not even about the Pacers, just that the fact that the Knicks were favorites in that series against the Pacers. That's my issue, why bringing up the Pacers. Who cares about the Pacers at this particular point, other than the fact that we hate them? But more so that, well, the Knicks were favorite. Dude, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not like they got smoked. Remember, the thought coming in was, well, they better not lose to the Pistons in the first round. Check, they didn't. Well, they better not get swept or look like they don't have they can't compete with the Celtics. Check, they didn't. As a matter of fact, they beat the Celtics. So, and then again, you had a bad series. I would say, obviously, they had an awful series, a very disappointing series. But as far as saying a disappointing season, I don't think that I could go there. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Michael is in Manhattan starting us off. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, the season's a failure. Okay, so it's been 50 years. I don't know how you could say it's a success. They had their chances. They were favored over the Pacers, and then they come up and lose, blew the first. We all know that. The team has no character and will to overcome what they need to. And that's evidenced in what was just referenced. They don't go out and defend the three well. They're up, they're down. I can't take another season of watching Pat lumber up the court. I love Jalen Brunson. Everybody does. Yep. He's great. But dominate the ball like that. They got to move the ball
Michael, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. You can't take another
season.
Doesn't
matter.
What does matter?
That's nothing.
It's nothing getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, accomplishing
that's
something.
Right.
They haven't
that's
accomplished.
Right.
You sound like an idiot. Get lost. That's right. That's right. They accomplished something they haven't done in 25 years. And it means nothing? I mean, come on.
Well,
there's a fine line here, BT.
Well, yes, but I'm more with the last caller. I get it.
Means nothing to get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
That's why I say I'm more with him. I'm going to stop a little short of where he went. But there's do I appreciate it? Yes, there's no doubt about it. Was it a fun ride? Yes, there's no doubt about it. But it's always got to be about the big picture. And when we talk about the Yankees and
right.
the Yankees winning their first World Series since 2009 and the Mets going out and getting Soto and taking the next step and getting to a World Series and winning, and the same with the Rangers, which is the massive step they took back. Just because the Knicks have been an eyesore most of this century doesn't change for me the ultimate assessment of what they did and who they are.
It is
not a success to me.
But they went further than the year before.
I understand that, but they didn't go far enough. They just didn't. Sal, if they lost to Bird and McHale, I'd say, hands up, man. You know what? Hey, you lost.
Guys.
Or Magic and Kareem in the championship, or even Jordan again. Hey, what a season. Wow. I can't say. I don't feel that.
So it's championship or bust?
When you make the moves that they made unequivocally,
Even in the first season. Like, I was not sitting through the 90s saying every year was a failure. Every single year. Certain ones were, sure.
I agree with that.
But each run was a special run, a different run, and hoping that you could finally break through.
Yeah.
I can't sit here and say that a year where they didn't go backwards. They had an all-time collapse in game one. Understood. I understand that. They should have beaten the Pacers. Pacers deserve credit. I mean, they played a good series, played a better series than the Knicks. They're moving on to the finals. We'll see what happens, but whatever. They beat the Knicks. Fair and square, second year in a row. But the Knicks were not... Nobody thought they were going to beat the Celtics. So by that standard, they weren't supposed to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And that they went further than they did a year ago. If you're going backwards, understood.
Mm.
They did not go backwards. They went further than they did a year ago. And they did something that they haven't done in 25 years. I'm not saying you got to be happy. Yeah. I mean, you celebrated.
Should we bust out the balloons here, Sal?
You celebrated last year after they lost Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Semis at home.
Yep,
in a non-competitive game.
I did.
And now it's a failure.
Well, but their circumstances. Again, they had three guys who were hurt, and to me, that team just had more heart. And again, these are bigger picks. But listen, I look at the Knicks now, and I say to myself, "All right, did they go further? They actually did. You're right, but I don't feel as if it doesn't mean anything." Because the team that went further looks worse in every area that matters to be a champion. They're softer, they're slower, and there's less chemistry. I know they literally went around further. I got you. But I'm not feeling it.
Al is in Keyport. What's up, Al?
What's up, guys? Thanks for the call.
All right,
the reason the Knicks, if the Knicks would just played average defense, again, like if they had a scale thing for what's good defense, if they would have just played average defense, they would have beat them. They're so bad on defense. When they play that matchup, when the guy cuts, nobody ever follows the cutter. That's why they're standing in the corner drinking milk, waiting for the ball with nobody on them. It's ridiculous. They let the guy take the baseline. He's supposed to be a defensive coach. It was terrible. I mean, if they just played average defense and they have to put more pressure on the ball further into the backcourt, you got to pick these guys up nowadays at half court or even before that. When you get it, leaving the Pistons, that's why the Pistons did so good. They let that good guy walk the ball up. When they walk the ball up and you give a good guy room, he's either going to score on you or set it up so they score somebody else. It's ridiculous. They give the baseline everything. That's all I got to say. Average.
Yep, I got you. Listen, you know, back to the point about how this team went further. And literally they did, right? But again, like last year's team, it is amazing. I understand it's a very interesting dynamic. Like, why am I getting on the air last year and literally standing and applauding this team for not going as far as this team, and now I'm getting on this team for not having a successful season, which I stand by. Well, because the mistakes that they made were repeated every single game. And I can't forget that. And I don't think it's going to get better. I just don't think this is the right group. And if it was, I'd feel great about taking another step and then, you know, maybe adding one more brick next year and getting to the finals and maybe winning. Just don't see it.
All they've done is climb.
They're not getting this far next year, I don't think.
All they've done is climb so far. That's a prediction that nobody knows.
Obviously.
Yeah, okay. But
if they don't make any moves, then that prediction is going to hold true.
Okay, well.
Yeah, good enough.
Maybe. Not good enough for what?
To win a championship.
Oh, okay, so then why bother? So then were the Yankees season a success a year ago? They went all in, traded for Juan Soto. The New York Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009.
The answer is no, by the Yankee standard, or by my standard applied to
failure.
The answer is no.
I don't remember you saying that at the time.
Well, I mean, but because they actually got, if the Knicks got to the finals, my answer might be a little different. Right. I mean, the Yankees got to their equivalent of the finals.
Yeah.
And then they forgot how to play defense and forgot how to run.
Well, they also beat nobody on the way. Like, my point is that if we're picking away, you know, was the Mets season a success last year? Well, they lost.
I think for the Mets it actually was.
Why?
Because I think, and I can't prove this, but I said this to you. What they presented was important to getting Juan Soto. If they're a 77-win team, I don't think he joined you guys.
Right, maybe they don't go as far this year then. And then what? So it's all about the championship?
Well,
like, especially for a team that's been as wretched as the Knicks for as long as they have been. I'm not one for taking bows or throwing flowers, whatever you want to say, giving them their flowers for, you know, a consolation prize. But if you're paying attention, it's not easy to get to where they've gone from where they were. There has been a slow climb. This is year one with a brand new iteration of this team. I feel like they maxed out a year ago. Now they've got bigger steps to take, longer ways to go. But they did get further than they did a year ago. They did do something. It's impossible for me to come on and say the season was a failure when they accomplished something that they haven't accomplished in 25 years. Not 5 years, not 10, 25 years.
I wish I shared that. I really do. I wish I shared. I just don't feel it. I don't see it. I don't feel it. And listen, I'll tell you something else, too. Like, the Knicks team that walked off the court the other night, you know, and this is a large part of my feeling. I just don't love these guys. Like, I thought I was going to, and I thought they were going to be components that I never fell in love with this team. And I'm an emotional person. And that's part of the reason why, and I know you are too, but that's part of the reason why last year I felt so connected to these guys. They look different. They played with more tenacity. They played with more pride. Yes, they didn't go as far as this group, but last year's team, I liked a lot.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Not better.
Unfortunately, the Knicks season came to an end instead, and we were thinking about this watching the game Saturday night, BT. I did make it over to your house. We can get into that in a little bit. But talking about how great would this be if we come on Monday and we're talking about a game 7, getting ready to go to the NBA Finals potentially. Unfortunately, the Knicks came up way short in that game, which, very disappointing end to the season.
Yeah, and I hate the way they finished the second quarter, although OG sticking that jump shot at the buzzer, you and I jumped up like, all right, here we go. Yeah. No, it was a ride. It was a wave of a lot of enjoyment. To me, it never really felt as real as some other runs that other teams have made in this city, because I was worried about a lot of things I saw every single night.
Right.
But when you ask the question, you know, success or failure, which is what Sal asked me to start the show, how is it a success when every single thing that you couldn't control went your way? Whether it's somebody getting hurt, or whether it's getting home court advantage unexpectedly, like, or blowing a massive lead. That's when the Knicks season was flushed down the chute. Like, if they win game 1, they win the series, And they didn't. And they didn't win game one because they fell apart. And they just, they looked like a broken, disjointed mess, which they have too many times by my estimation. And yeah, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy the 3 weeks or a month. Honestly, the shows were fire. The fans are Knick fans are the best. But success or a failure, it's a failure.
I think if you look at the, as you're looking at it in real time, and yes, the game one collapse and losing to the Pacers, that to me leads more to, well, the season was a failure because of the way that it went down against a team that we expected. I think it got to a point where everybody expected the Knicks to go to the finals. Maybe not win the finals, but we once it was the Pacers, the Cavs were out of the way, Knicks beat the Celtics, it was okay. This is our chance for revenge. Knicks are going to go at the very least to the finals. So with those expectations changing and then with the way game one went, I could understand people saying it's a failure. If you step back and look at the big picture and say, okay, another 51 season, it's a first year with a brand new group and trying to gel. They did beat the Celtics. However it happened, they beat them. They beat the Celtics and sent them home. They did get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Those are reasons why I wouldn't say failure. Now, maybe it's somewhere in between success, failure. Nobody's happy about it. But big picture, I have a hard time saying it's a failure, even with the way that the Eastern Conference Finals went when they actually did get there for the first day. It's something they haven't done in 25 years.
And that's why I appreciate it. But again, I think the ultimate measurement here is, you know, in a couple of years. I mean, today the wound is raw. The hurt is fresh. All right. The frustration is palpable. So how do we, and I'll answer myself, you know, guessing and thinking how I'll feel in 2 to 3 years, it's going to be the same. Like, if you ask me in the year 2028, hey, was that a successful season? No, because you lost to a team that you were supposed to beat. End the story.
Right. When you lose, see, that's something that this, now they did it a couple years ago with the Miami team. Now, maybe it wasn't as, I don't remember the exact odds, let's say, going in, just to give you a barometer. But it, to me, it felt like, I thought the Heat were going to win, but everybody was expecting the Knicks to win that series. That was a series that they should have won. Again, home court, maybe a good measuring stick for that. Like, hey, you have home court going in. Even if you're a slight favorite, you got to be able to protect home court. And that was round two a couple years ago.
Yep.
They lost. This would be the other series that would go in there. Even the first series against Atlanta, where I expected them to win.
I don't even count that against Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah,
no.
That was just like, hey, they came out of nowhere to get the 4 seed. They were in the playoffs. Maybe we were overly excited about what went on that regular season, specifically with the Knicks and Hawks. But this would be, along with the Miami series, and I guess disappointing series, but not so egregious that I could say that it's a failure, because BT, they were kind of equals. We could say the Knicks were favored. They should have won. The teams are equal. Knicks maybe have more talent. Pacers play better as a team. I don't think it's some horrible loss that, you know, that Tibbs couldn't overcome, or that the Knicks, you know, I would deem it a failure of a season because of that loss.
Well, listen, Sal, we got a lot of props here in the studio. We've got a big banner for A-Rod Day. We have a beautiful American flag. We got a bunch of L chains. Why don't you go and get a banner made that says, we almost got to the finals.
You want to hang a banner after last year, game 7.
Which team did you feel better about, this year or last year?
Honestly, this year, because here's why.
Wow, man, we just see it different.
Well, here's why. Because I never believed that last year, once Randall got hurt, that to me put a ceiling on what this team could do. I never believed that last year's team, while they gave more cohesiveness, more heart, toughness, and I think this team has elements of that, just not to the level that last year's team had. But I would always side with the talent. I never had a ceiling on this year's team until they went down. I was believing in them, like believing, not hoping. I believed that they were going to figure it out all the way down to the end. So I believed more in this year's group because of the talent, whereas last year I felt like they had a cap.
Okay, so we can have a belief and we can have a conviction based on what we anticipate happening, right? Now that you actually saw this team in multiple long playoff series, do you still feel as good about it?
No, I think it's impossible to feel as good about it. I think that you're going to... Now, look, we can be looking at this thing 5 years down the road and saying, if they keep this together, this and this will never happen. Or if they keep the head coach, like, those are different things. We're living in it, though, right now. And I still would be on the side of, I know some things need to change, but I'm not giving up hope on this group just yet. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Brad is in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
All right, so I had to call on the funeral day because I've called the entire playoffs. Guys, I feel mixed about this season. last year, I think, was more of a surprise to me than this year. I kind of expected with the talent they put together and obviously being number three in the odds to win the title to get where we got. The issue with this team is that they don't play defense. And the ones that do play defense are off the bench, and Tibbs only plays them in spurts. And there were certain plays that Bridges made in the Boston series that made us win the series, and blah, 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 blah. But what this team needs is is defense. And until there's defense, we're going to continue getting to this point and then failing. Now we're BT. And then I'll let you guys go talk about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's been 25 years since we made the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. The wound hurts right now. It does. But when you look back a week from now, and if Sal asks you a week from now, if this season was a success, I feel like you have to say yes. And with a caveat, hope that next year we take the next step to the finals.
Well, good call. Listen, there's always hope, man. I mean, without hope, what do we do? Especially with most of the teams in the city, most of our passions are rooted in hope because we very rarely get to championships delivered. Now, Sal could ask me the question in a week or so, and I could say that it was a success. Pardon me, but I won't. This is not changing. It was not a success for me. I'm sorry. Coming up, I'm going to lay it out, man. Like I gotta air. This fastball's coming soon.
Yeah,
real soon. I mean, there is heat coming.
Can you wait
soon.
Can you wait till 11?
I can wait. Okay. I can wait. But the grievances are long, and there's going to be some corpses left in my wake. Yeah. That's just the way it's got
to
be.
And I was going to say that the same thing to Brad. Like, you could say, all right, in a week, Sal, I'll ask you the same question. I know what you're going to say. I don't think that this is just an emotional thing.
No.
Now, there are reasons for it. And there are culprits as to why the Knicks are not playing a Game 7 tonight. We will do that. We will get to
that. That so just many, made it worse when you just said that.
What?
That's why I actually forgot they would have been playing tonight. Oh, man.
But I could see you saying, or anybody saying, that the season would be deemed a failure now and not changing their mind on it moving forward. You have your reasons for that. I have my reasons for why I think that it's a success. And by the way, it hurts me to say that it's a success, even though it's killing me that they lost a series that I thought they were going to win the series in five.
We both had pretty high levels of confidence. We really did. I mean, the odds makers did. We did. I mean, everybody was picking Knicks, 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 Knicks. We thought we got a big break, and the way things broke, the Knicks should have kicked the door in. They didn't.
And failure. Really, really, we knew that game one, at least, I don't want to speak for you, but I think we are in agreement here. Once game one happened the way that it is very difficult. We talked about it. I didn't want to put the fork in the Knicks. How can you do that after game one?
I didn't do that. We didn't do that.
No, we didn't, but deep down.
Yeah.
And that's why I said it a little bit like, hey, it's hard to... Because think about it. If we were picking the Knicks, and I picked them to win in five, most people pick the Knicks to win in seven. If you're picking them to win in seven, that means you think they're going to beat the Pacers 4 out of 7. Well, in game one, they had the Pacers beat, and they lost that, which means you're going to have to really beat them 5 out of 7. So in a series that's that close to begin with, when you cough one away like that in epic fashion, like it wasn't like they got beat, or they beat themselves in a normal, throughout the course of a normal game. Like game two happens, game three happens, game four happens, game one doesn't happen. The math, the history of the sport will tell you that. When something like that happens, it is nearly impossible to overcome. And it sucks that we're looking back at that, because otherwise we'd be looking ahead to either a game seven or an NBA Finals appearance. But if I forget the short term, I still think getting to an Eastern Conference Finals, going on that run, in the big picture, BT, I still feel like ultimately this season was a success. Come on, no banners.
It's not changing. It's not changing, And it's bolstered that feeling that I have now by a lack of belief in the future, which we'll obviously get to.
Right.
Massive problems.
I think that's your bigger issue.
I can't separate myself from the evaluation now and how I feel. It's all intertwined.
Right, because you believe that this... But you've said that, to be fair, beginning of the year.
Yes, I did. And I really wished I was wrong, and I wasn't. I wasn't wrong. Team is not it. Not good enough.
Well, I mean, but again, not good enough to what? To win a championship.
To win the championship.
All right, but they did go further.
Get the banner.
You know, So you're telling me that it's going to... Now, I mean, next year it's going to be, well, all right, you got to take the next step and get to the NBA Finals at the very least and probably win one. There are no consolation prizes, nothing like that. But, again, to check a box, 25 years, they went further than the team that you loved a year ago. All right, BT and Sal, we take a call. You want me to break here, Zoo? BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the calls.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
On the other side.
Friday was a very tough loss. Saturday was straight up gross. And if you saw my partner's face when he gave me the Yankee score on Saturday... sitting next to me, because I was obviously Knicks. He's like, hey, did you check in the Yankee score lately? I'm like, yeah, I checked like an hour ago. You're like, dude, it's like 15-1. I'm like, what? Whatever you said. So they did come back and win last night. Yankees get DJ LeMahieu with four hits. Ryan Yarbrough's been very good in small samples. Off today, three with the Guardians, three with Boston, coming up for the Yankees.
As the Knicks were nearing the end of their season, I couldn't help but think, Soto's getting hot. I let BT know he homered that afternoon or whatever. We're discussing that. And then we looked at the Yankees score, 18-2.
Yikes. Whoa. I didn't like losing to the Dodgers the first couple games. I'm not going to lie to you. Like it's...
But the 18-2 was obviously that's ugly.
Friday
that's
bothered me more.
Right. The Friday game where you had the big lead. And actually, I was feeling good for the Yankees. I almost tweeted it out that I was like, I'm not going to go there just because I didn't want to be bothered with whatever reaction. But if there were ever a series where I was rooting for the Yankees, it was this. Because I didn't like the smack talk from the Dodgers.
Yeah, I thought it was disrespectful.
I felt like Boone really wanted to do something about that. Like, I felt like the Yankees, and I know you can't make up for losing a World Series in a regular season, but I thought this would be a series where the Yankees go in there and send a little bit of a message like, hey, we didn't appreciate the way you talked. We had played a bad series. Okay, we're going to be ready for you this time. And then Friday night happens, and then Saturday happens.
Yeah, it's nice to get one last night. Even if they would have swept or gotten swept, it wouldn't have changed my views on what they could do this year, but it would have bothered me. Like, you get broomed in L.A. against the Dodgers, what happened last year. No, I mean, as much as I could be annoyed by a mid-ish season sweep, that would have been up there.
All right, so before we get back to the calls and before we give you what went wrong in our opinions coming up at 11 o'clock, you know, we last left you saying that it was my anniversary. It wasn't my anniversary Saturday, but I had my anniversary dinner planned Saturday night, so I didn't know how I was going to make it out of the house and be able to go hang out with you. Now, before all this, and I only told you this, by the way. Maybe I told one other buddy yesterday at the Mecca, my buddy Vin. I didn't tell anybody this because I'm kind of like embarrassed by it.
Okay.
I should have known Saturday was not going to be the Knicks night when, I'd say around 9:30 in the morning as I'm getting my weekend started, I took a tumble down the stairs backwards, 8 flights of steps. I counted them. Dude, I got to show you the bruise. I'm like insecure about my body, but it's so bad.
It's that bad, really?
I'm lucky. I'm still like feeling the ill effects. My whole left side. Remember, I just had the surgery on the right side.
It's a mess.
The freaking dog, Maddox. He's trying to take me out. We got somebody downstairs doing some work. So I know the garage is open. I know the basement door's open. And then the guy's like, hey, because you're trying to unclog the drain downstairs. He's like, all right, go upstairs, turn all the water on. So I go up the stairs. I get to the main, you know, the main level, whatever. And Maddox comes darting through the door. And knowing that the garage door is open, I'm like, oh, he's going to get out. So I try to sandwich him against the wall. I lean back to grab his collar, and he just goes. Mm. And then I go all the way down the stairs, dude. And
Sally lost a step, it sounds like. He can't get his dog anymore.
I'm like,
now you told me, but are you flat on your back? Or are you on your ass? Like, are you looking up at the stairs? Like,
no,
when you fell?
So I was down on my back / left side.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I know, I was down on, like, I must have turned my body over and was like, huddled up on my knees and elbows, like, and the guy's going, "You okay?" He, like, getting barely speaking. "You okay?" My wife's yelling, "What happened? What happened? You all right?" I'm like, "No."
No explosion from you at that point?
No, I was worried that something significant was happening. Like, my whole left side was banged up.
Yeah.
And as I'm falling, like, it's a very scary feeling.
I hear you.
Afterwards, we were laughing about it. But, but I'm still in pain. I couldn't, that whole day, I was telling you, I'm like, I can't drink because I might have to be on painkillers
here. Yeah, yeah. I drank for you.
Yeah.
I took care of that.
But I was dude, as you're falling down, I'm like, oh my God, there's no way to stop this. And at the end of this, there could be real danger.
Yeah.
Whether it's hitting my head against the wall or breaking an elbow. Like, if I break my leg or my elbow, how am I getting to work? Like, I'm thinking all these things in a fraction of a second. Anyway, turns out I was all right. Ended up going out to dinner at Rails. Frank, chef, hooked us up. Mike there, it was very nice. They took care of us. You got it. By the way, side note, you got to taste these filet mignon sliders. They're delicious.
Oh,
Mike brought them out.
Sliders,
but,
okay.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm going with BT's afterward. The reason why I was allowed to go.
I was going to say allowed to go. Come on, dude. That's not you.
I told my wife Friday night I got home and said, honey,
there we go.
I talked with BT about this during I said to her, do you want to watch the Knick game tonight or Saturday after dinner? And she said, no. I'm like, oh, but it's a big game. It's game six. Sometimes she gets into those games. Big game. You want to watch the game? We'll go out to dinner, come home, you know, set the tone, whatever, set the mood.
Put
on
Knicks jerseys.
Yeah. Put on that Starks jersey, yeah. Nothing else. You know what I'm saying? And she was couldn't be less interested. I go, all right, well, then do you mind if I go out to watch the game? Then she started to get a little like, oh, well, what do you mean go out? I was like, well, I got to watch the game anyway.
Mm-hmm.
When we discussed this on Friday, I didn't factor in that no matter what, the game was happening and I was watching it.
It's a given.
This is such a big game, that's a given. So then she said, yeah, you could go out, no big deal. I texted you, I said, I think I might be able to make it happen.
Yeah, I saw that text of Mike there. That's my boy right there. So I also asked you before we signed off on Friday, I said, give me a percentage. And you said, do you remember the percentage that you
40,
gave me?
40-60.
40-60, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really didn't think it was going to happen.
So did you shoot me the text Friday night or Saturday?
Friday night.
It was Friday night. And, of course, I copy and pasted it and put it on social media. Yeah. I'm like, people got to know the warrior move that this guy brought. Like, dude, impressive.
I think it was Friday night, right?
Yes, because I wasn't sure if I saw it Saturday before I went to coach the baseball, but I did see it Friday night, and I'm like, oh, perfect. Now the Saturday night set up there, I knew I wasn't going to the party, so I knew that I was good to go. That was never happening there. And, you know, it stunk that you couldn't have a couple of pops, obviously, but hey, you know what? Like I said, I had them for you. But the fact that you got out, and no matter what you said, I knew you were coming. I really thought for sure that you were going to make this happen. And you tumble down the stairs, you cut short the anniversary dinner, and the guy rolls in literally, and not only is he there, but he's on time. Now, the dinner's 5:30, and I live about 15, 20 minutes from the restaurant.
20 minutes.
About 20 minutes from the restaurant, right? So now, did you just drop your wife
off and then
just come right to me?
Yeah, went home. Took Sammy and my wife in, said goodbye, baby. Change gear real quick.
A little orange hoodie, trying to rock the Knicks colors there. And I'm saying, not only is he going to be here, this guy's going to be here for the opening tip. Like, the way you navigated the timing, it's not like you had a late brunch at 3:30. You sat down for dinner at 5:30, tip is at 8:08, and you text me, this is damn, you know, roadblocks. And you said you'd be there at 8:08. So once it was like 8:03, I said, you know what? Let me just take care of the fire a little bit. Let me open up another drink. Let me hit a little pause so that when he walks in, literally the ball's in the air. And there we were. So, made it happen. Make it happen, Sal.
So you did your job.
Yep.
I did my job. And the Knicks once again let us down.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, we put the pick. And oh, God. So I realized this after the fact. I cut my head shaven, and in the picture, I've got a little white tissue paper on my head. And it's funny. I got to love. Now, I'm not a big beer drinker. I'm just not. I used to drink more beer than I have. Just not a big beer drinker. So I got, Miller, whatever the hell I got. And I love how people, like, they actually comment on the type of wood. Oh, yeah. Duraflame, what kind of man are you? Oh, you know, cat urine, you know, this kind of beer. I'm like, what? Dude, I'm out here watching the game. What are you doing, you loser? Idiots.
Yourself.
It was fun watching the game with you.
It was a good night, a good hang. Back-to-back weekends, as a matter of fact.
I know. Hey, listen, wait till we get Yanks Mets. That's the next thing your wife's got to know about. And one more thing. We tried to go to a bar.
Yes.
We did. You made a couple of calls. I called three specific places that I've been to nearest my home, And one shut down. I didn't even know that. It's a great place. And the other two, they're like, well, I can't guarantee you a table. I'm like, all right, that I can understand. But could you at least promise that the audio for the Knicks
right.
is done? They're like, well, I'm like, thereby, can't make it happen.
That was the thing. We texted about, I'm like, I can't find a good spot. And it was not the spot that you want to risk. Not for a game six where you need the audio to be on. I was like, yeah, we could do the bar another time. But for that, we needed to be out there. All right, Mike is calling from Queens. What's up, Mike?
Hi, how are you? So I agree with both of you. As a Knicks fan, the energy that we had just getting to the conference finals has been missing since Van Gundy. And that's exciting. And that's exciting for me and my kids to watch games. And so in that sense, it's a success. However, rationally looking at this, there's no guarantee that we're getting back here next year. A, Cleveland's not going to falter like they did. And B, what Indiana has done has set up a blueprint about how to play this team. You expose Brunson and Towns on defense. You beat up Brunson. And so teams will do that. Second point, this is the team. Now, we'll read all the papers and the online stuff about Giannis and doing this team. And this is the team we knew from last year. Moving forward, it's either we get depth by developing the young players we have on our team, we change how we play, and if it's championship or bust, which I completely get, A, we're not beating OKC for the next foreseeable future. So if we're not getting the championship and we're not content with just getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, we either find a way to develop, and maybe Tibbs is not that guy, and something else, you blow it up. You say, you know what? Realistically, we know we're not going to win a championship, but we keep Brunson and we get draft picks. Because
I got to tell you, there's a lot there, and there's things that we're going to expand on coming up next year with PT and Sal. But to blow it up, number one, would be a massive admission of failure by Leon Rose. I mean, and he's not blowing it up this summer.
Nor should they.
Well, that's a different conversation.
Think about what we're talking about here. Well, blow it up is a little strong. He just said blow it up and rebuild. I mean, come on. You know how long that would take again? And you never know you're going to get out of it. This is some of the heyday of Knick basketball here. We're living in the middle of one of the great runs in the history of this franchise. Like it or not, that's a fact.
I understand that. But also, his best point to me was it's not just about the Celtics and the Cavaliers. By the way, the Pistons are coming. Pacers are there. The Orlando Magic have a young core. Who knows where Giannis is going to get dealt if it's somewhere in the East that we look at as a team right now. That's not really a power. There needs to be massive moves, and I'll tell you what they are next.
BT and Sal on the Fan.